Hello friends, welcome to day 34 of Lent as we continue to reflect upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten sermons where we share with you what stood out to us and why. St. Alphonsus writes, "With Jesus Christ, the prayers of St. Joseph have, in a certain manner, the force of a command." When I read this, I thought of my son Jacob. Jacob, at the recording of this video, is 8 years old. When I ask him to do something, it's not a suggestion. It's a command. But I put it in a nice way so that he can respond, right? But have you ever had a negotiation with your child? You ask them to do something and they don't want to do it. And so you have this little back and forth, sometimes whining, sometimes complaining. When St. Joseph asked Jesus to do something when he was here on earth, there was no whining. There was no complaining. There was no negotiation. There was no, I will do this if you do this. Jesus simply obeyed. Mm-hmm. And every request that came forth from St. Joseph's mouth came forth as though it was a command that Jesus immediately responded to. Mm-hmm. St. Joseph is the foster father of Jesus's humanity. And now we have St. Joseph in heaven. And it seems that this holy doctor of the church is saying that Jesus doesn't deny him. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And also it should inspire us to a greater confidence in St. Joseph's intercession. Right. For he has a way with Jesus that no other saint does, except for perhaps
Mary. And that's the thing, because St. Joseph is who he is. He would never abuse that kind of privilege.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Nor would he ask anything contrary to his son's will.
That's right. As we all must die, all should be devout to St. Joseph, in order to obtain the grace of a good death. All the world acknowledges him as the advocate of the dying and as a patron of a good death. In Father Mark Goring's book, St. Joseph the Protector, he writes, "Joseph's role and mission was to protect the child. Joseph would have died protecting his son. Perhaps in God's providential plan, Joseph the Protector was called home so that the Savior could fulfill his mission." I just find that's a really interesting thought because, you know, as we have seen, Joseph protected Jesus at the time of his infancy when they fled to Egypt. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, throughout his entire life, Joseph would have felt a deep calling to protect Jesus.
Yeah, and I feel like if I was seeing Joseph, that's my son there, I want to protect him from death. Mm-hmm. That's a natural response of a man towards his son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just thought that was an interesting point.
The last thing for me from these readings was St. Joseph regarding his death. Like you, just who would you want to have around your bed in your last moments? Of course, you know, the first response would be the ones I love. With St. Joseph, that would be the case for him, the ones he loved. But who did he love? The Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, and the Savior of the world. Mm-hmm. That was the company he kept. Mm-hmm. So St. Alphonsus points out that how did St. Joseph die? Well, he draws upon St. Francis de Sales, out of pure love for God. That's why he died.
Right.
Or that's a possibility anyways, is what he says. I just thought that was a really interesting thought. Or if you know somebody who is close to death, entrust them to St. Joseph. So today, because we talk about St. Joseph, I think it's just appropriate to end with asking his intercession. We'll link right up there with that devotional prayer that we created. St. Joseph,
pray for us.
I'll see you tomorrow.